When David composed Psalm 9, he wanted to, or he must have been reflecting on the idea of being known and remembering and how that was a reciprocal relationship. With God, I've chosen two verses as my key verses for Psalm 9 in calling it Know and Remember. Verse 10, those who know your name will put their trust in you. Those who know your name. That's more than just knowing who God is. It's knowing everything about what God is. Those who know your name will put their trust in you, for you, O Lord, have not forsaken those who seek you or those who value you. It's all about value when it comes to God's kingdom. The second verse is in verse 17. The wicked are going to return to the grave. Whenever you see the word Sheol, that's talking about the grave. The wicked will return to the grave, and so will all the nations who forget God. I was thinking the other day about Romans chapter 1 and how it talks about professing to be wise, they became fools and exchanged the glory of the incorruptible God for the glory of man, etc. We are so blessed to be able to know and remember the King of Kings and to know that we have our place in Him and we have our security in Him.